No, nothing good starts in a getaway car. It's if you're listening. One person's mission to force their friend to listen to all the music she avoided in high school. I'm Heather.
I'm Ramsey.
Hi, Ramsey.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad.
Great.
What was that from? The getaway car thing?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. The one with Jack.
Yeah.
Suddenly couldn't think of his name from your thing. Sorry.
And this is even right after a Bleachers album came out.
I know we did the singles on the show. That is the third album? The fourth album? In my mind, it went, I Want to Get Better, and then nothing.
Though that's not true. Yeah, it's the fourth album.
Okay. Do you think when he's producing music for other people, he ever just like cuts a piece out? I was like, I'm going to save this for Bleachers.
I bet so, actually.
Yeah?
Well, I don't know. I feel like Bleachers sounds very specific. So maybe if he writes something, he's like, no, this is Bleachers. This isn't Lana Del Rey.
That's pretty good, Taylor. What if it sounded like this? Yoink.
Yeah, exactly.
Pocket.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although, I don't know, actually, because I think he is a stronger
producer than
producer.
Yeah, I think that's true.
So maybe not, actually. Maybe he's given away all the good stuff.
I've never asked this. Does he produce his own albums?
Yeah, does he bring somebody in? That is such a good question.
Thank you. Wow.
And I don't know the answer. I assume.
Yeah, I assume too.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I can also see him wanting to bring somebody in.
Although St. Vincent also helped produce the last one, apparently.
Oh, good for
her. two ago.
Nice job, Annie.
Yeah, he produces his own albums.
Okay.
Question answered.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
So, Heather.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. Today on our show, I want you to put yourself in a different sort of time period here real quick.
Okay. What else is new?
Fair. Okay. It's 1970.
Okay.
And Broadway generally,
sure,
as you know, it's a lot of Oklahoma. It's a lot of, you know, like
Surrey with a Fringe on top.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We're going to stop down. We're going to sing
the
song.
Oklahoma, like one of the few musicals I know.
Boy, I can't answer that.
I don't know.
You're just an Okie at heart.
Yeah. I think I saw a lot of high school performances of it.
I never saw it until the new Oklahoma, the Dark Oklahoma, came to Broadway a few years back.
I really think I saw multiple high school performances.
It feels like one that lends itself because it's more women than men.
Sure. Classic high school problem.
It's like songs that everybody, all the adults, will most likely know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can dance. And it's...
Were people dancing in musicals at your... Oh, you mean on stage?
Oh, yeah, not in the crowd. Oh, I see. Yeah, that'll draw the crowds in because it's a real toe tapper.
Exactly.
Yeah, the crowds mosh up in the front.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
But then also, like, it's been around long enough that I bet it's not super expensive to get the rights.
True.
Interesting. None of the high schools around me I ever saw do that.
Yeah. Anyways.
We did Oliver and Annie. Those are the big ones that I remember.
I don't know what my high school did.
Okay.
I don't remember specifically.
You weren't in drama club?
Absolutely not. No.
What?
I was in band.
You were in skateboard club?
I was in skateboard club.
You were the president.
No, I was not in drama.
You're missing out.
I briefly considered it so I could be a stagehand because that is slightly more interesting to me, but then... then I'd have to be around theater kids all day.
that's how I started I started doing stagehand and then we did The Sound of Music.
Yeah.
And they needed some guys to be Nazis.
Sure.
And so I had to stand in the theater and say, the Von Trapps have escaped.
Sure.
And that was it. Spoilers
for Sound of Music.
Sorry, everybody. Okay, so
I'm in the 70s, yep. Broadway baby.
And then,
I walked past a theater today that I thought used to be a theater that had musicals in it, but now it's the Broadway Museum. Is that new?
I know nothing of this museum.
I walked past it today on 45th Street.
I'm interested.
Okay, I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
I'm not going. I'm just Googling it.
You'll go with me.
I mean, I would. I love a museum. I also love a weird... It's an immersive museum. Oh, boy.
I'm not going now.
Oh, no.
That's my least favorite kind of museum.
Interactive and experiential museum. It also just usually means there's not a lot of content and there's a lot of Instagrammable things.
Exactly. That's what I don't want from a museum is Instagrammable things.
I don't like the looks of this. I don't like the looks of this.
You know what? I'm going to give a pass.
Well, the wall for the Ziegfeld Follies actually looks sick.
Oh,
but you know.
Okay, it sounds like they are actually doing some history, but if it's all, if it, yeah, I gotta do more research, I guess.
Yeah.
I will give a pass to the Museum of the Moving Image. Like, that is both interactive and...
Well, that museum is sick.
Yeah. I support what they're doing over there.
Okay, also, I'm not crazy. It is new. It opened in November of 2022, because I used, my office used to be next to where this is, and I was like, that wasn't always there, was it? And then I thought I maybe had Alzheimer's.
Possible.
Mm-mm. No, it's new.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm still going to gaslight you.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. So yeah, we know what a musical is. And then all of a sudden, a little guy named Stevie Sondheim writes a musical called Company.
Okay.
And instead of being a toe-tapping happy thing, it's about somebody getting older and all of their couple friends saying, hey, you should get married. And then also saying, hey, you should not get married. It sucks.
Okay.
And basically bummed everybody out.
Sure.
But was very good.
Sounds depressing.
Oh, yeah. So we are going to listen to the final song from Company. It's called Being Alive.
Okay.
It's
got a lot of plays.
It's a great song. And
way more than every other song on this soundtrack.
What is Ladies Who Lunch second?
Oh, that is that phrase from this?
I don't
Did he
know
invent that?
I don't know if he invented that, now that you say that.
But
he could have. How do you like that?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
No, I get it. He could have.
Very, just like, not an answer for you.
No, I understand, though. You didn't know the etymology of that phrase?
Yep. Yep.
Off the top of your head?
That's true.
Ladies Who Lunch phrase. Okay. The origins of the phrase are often disputed. Some claim it was Women's Wear Daily publisher John Fairchild in the 60s.
Okay.
Others that it was first
Daily.
Women's Wear Daily. Well, yeah, I see what you're saying. Others say that it was first introduced in January 1970 in an issue of New York Magazine.
Interesting.
The phrase was later popularized.
Got it.
By your old friend Stevie.
Stevie used to make a crossword puzzle for New York Magazine. So he's clearly reading.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe they work hand in glove.
Mm-hmm.
So Bobby is our main character.
Okay, Bobby.
He has, you're going to hear the voices of all his various couple friends. The only name that you would know from that list of people is, it just left my brain. I want to say Rachel Dratch. That's not right. Who played Jack Donaghy's mom? Old lady, Broadway royalty.
Oh.
Suddenly left my brain. Elaine Stritch.
Mm-hmm.
You can see how I got from Rachel Dratch to Elaine Stritch.
I absolutely can.
No relation at all. It just sounds right somehow.
Dang, she died in 2014.
She had a good long run.
1925.
And she just always looked 70.
Yeah.
But she's really the only name from this show that you would recognize.
Okay, fair
she
enough.
Is the one who does Ladies Who Lunch.
This is so far, I'm now looking at pictures of her young, and she was a babe, but she always did kind of have an older face.
It's true.
Not in that she like looked bad, just like has an older. No, I mean, she also looked fucking great even when she was older. I bet she wore sunscreen, but she just kind of has an older look to her.
And she has that
also
voice too.
Fucking icon.
Oh yeah.
Oh, her look. Come on now.
Loves a hat.
Loves a hat. A bowler. That's what I picture mostly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This is the closing song. This is Bobby. He's been through it.
Okay.
He's gotten dumped. He's tried to, propose to somebody who's getting married to someone else that day.
That is ill-planned.
Not a cool move.
That's frankly rude behavior on Bobby's part.
She turns him down and gets married to the guy.
Well, who she was probably in love with.
Yeah, probably.
Because she was marrying him.
Yep.
Why did he do that?
Desperate. Desperate, I guess. Yeah. She just gets finished singing an incredibly cool song about how she's not getting married today.
Yeah.
As if she's like addressing the crowd. Mm-hmm. But it's like super fast patter. It's really impressive.
Ooh, okay,
when somebody
cool.
does it well. Anyway, this is him basically like, this is the What I've Learned song.
What am I thinking of? Hold on. Oh, never mind. It is Only Murders in the Building.
Okay.
In the episode where...
Which of the triplets did it?
Yeah. Yep, sorry, that's what I was trying to think of.
That's a... Yep. Oh, okay. Yeah, they used that phrase patter song over and over again in that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Pickwick triplets, I think. Doesn't matter.
I don't know. What is this art?
It's 70s.
It's so 70s. I actually like the logo.
The logo's great. I almost made a t-shirt with that logo.
But it's like neon purple with like neon red on top of it. It hurts my eyeballs. It
looks great to my eyes. I was just going to say, colorblind.
Can you even fucking see this?
It looks like purple and red to me. It's a orangey red. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, but it's like neon.
Mm, I don't know.
It's very crazy. Okay.
There's that.
This sounds 70s.
Bobby, yep. Bobby. Oh, Bobby, also, Bobby, yeah, Bobby, keep in mind, Bobby, there's an electric guitar Bobby, in the orchestra now.
What?
This is kind of like the refrain throughout the show.
Oh, because Bobby is... Okay, yes, yes, yes.
There's sort of this refrain of, like, he can't get any quiet because all his crazy married friends are constantly bothering mm-hmm. him. What do you get? Here we go.
What's the stage setting here?
Great question.
Thank you.
They built a stage. They built an elevator into the stage.
What?
Which, if you listen to the Backers audition bootleg, in which he's like actually playing the music mm-hmm. for the Backers, he says like, as long as we can get it to be quiet enough.
Mm.
So like, apparently that makes sense. That was probably yeah. a problem. But it's, you're looking at like the skeleton of a building.
Okay.
And so people are on different levels. They're constantly moving around,
like
coming
rest.
Down, going up. I'm not familiar. and so, but it's kind of an avant-garde sort of stage where it's not like, you're not looking at a backdrop. You're looking at like the outline of a thing.
What was that play we saw with Oscar Isaac? That kind of had that vibe.
Yeah, that's...
That was a little... there was like a kind of a fake...
Yeah.
I don't remember the name
I'm
of that
not
going
to pull the name, but it was by Lorraine Hainsbury, who did Raisin in the Sun.
With What's Her Face from Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Was the word signs in the title?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm looking at friend of the show.
There's a name.
I don't know. I don't remember what it was called.
Yeah.
Good play.
It was good. Yeah.
Good play.
Miss Maisel was in it.
Yeah. Okay. What does all
that mean? Robert, how do you this know guy, you who played Bobby, he was an actor in a bunch of Disney films, like live action films. Mm-hmm. I can't think of his name. But he had just gotten divorced. And so singing these songs about marriage and that sort of thing,
no.
He basically left the show after a month.
Do you have a mental breakdown?
Not quite, but like just like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And it's one of the few times that the Tony Awards made an exception yeah. for letting... Usually... You can only be nominated for Best Actor if you originated mm-hmm. the role, but they let the guy who took over be nominated for Best Actor.
Oh, okay.
I think it's one of the few times they did that.
Oh, interesting.
This is that's Amy who he proposed to.
Did she say, why'd you do that? What the fuck?
No, but she does say a line there that I think about a lot where she says, want something. Want something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Because he just wants someone.
Yeah. And in this is sort of like, after it all, he's like, he understands what it means to be in a relationship now. Even or what he wants from a relationship.
Okay.
It's like somebody who's sitting in your chair when you want to be in that chair. It's like annoying, but also like nice to have someone there.
I see. Okay. Yeah. I was not following the metaphor.
So, like, it's kind of bittersweet in that, like, now he's seen the good and the bad in all mm-hmm. these relationships.
Okay.
That's where he's at.
Okay.
Can you tell we're really slowly building to something?
Sure.
Here's our bridge.
I've heard better.
Wow.
It's called Jack Antonoff up. Get him in here for some help on this bridge.
You need to leave. Get away from me forever.
It's no cruel summer.
Yeah, okay. I'll dig up Stevie and give him some tips. Have him listen to some... What? Did Stephen Sondheim listen to any Taylor Swift before he died?
I bet yes.
He had plenty of time. Like,
yeah.
There definitely was a lot of stuff that he could have heard. I'm sure he heard it in some capacity somewhere.
Definitely.
Did he actively put on a CD?
Probably not.
Probably not. Interesting.
Interesting.
His posthumous musical just came out. Just came out. You know what I mean.
I do.
And he mentioned...
Just dropped.
He just dropped. He references Bitcoin in some of the lyrics.
Oh, Lord.
He references
Tesla.
So he's
definitely heard Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Dang, I found a cool picture of him in 1976.
Oh, he was cool as hell.
Didn't we Google, was he at the Black and White Ball? Was he there?
Oh, I don't know. I think he was.
I think he was. Mm-hmm.
Heather is watching Capote and the Swans, mm-hmm. and there's a big old Black and White Ball,
mm-hmm.
and quite the guest list.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think it would stay on Wikipedia if I edited my name into that?
A couple days, I bet.
It's pretty good.
Wow, Sondheim hated his mom. Yikes.
Oh, I think it would be more accurate to say Sondheim's mom hated him.
Well, and, sounds bad.
Yeah, not good.
Dang.
On her funeral.
Oops.
On her deathbed.
Mm-hmm.
She said, my only regret was having you.
What a bitch.
You could say it. You could say it.
Bitch.
Well, she didn't murder anyone, but.
Well.
Yep.
Mm. Well,
with words.
That's pretty bad.
What'd you think of that closing number? We love a closer on this show.
We do, but like, well, I realize I didn't hear anything else before that, but it didn't feel like big enough.
Can we, I know I'm breaking the rules
You're
here.
You're fine.
Can we do a little Ladies Who Lunch?
Yeah.
This is Elaine Stritch talking about the rich ladies, okay. of whom she is one.
Okay.
This is the 10 to 11
I
number.
I want to be a lady who lunches.
I'd like to propose a toast.
Agreed. Get toasted by Elaine Stritch?
Mm-hmm. That sounds great.
Here's to the ladies who lunch.
Love it.
Everybody laugh.
There's a great documentary about the making of this album.
Mm-hmm.
That documentary now parodied.
Oh, okay.
But they did Elaine Stritch's song last, and she just doesn't have it. And so it's like really like becomes kind of tense of like take after take of her voice is just shot. It's like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And then a very triumphant moment where she rushes in after a production of Company the next day and like hits it and just nails it. It's great.
I love that. Dang, he was 91 when he died.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job.
We can skip ahead of Go 2 minutes. Let's get the jazzier version. Oh, yeah. House, but clutching a copy of Life just to keep in touch. I love that organ.
Okay, wait. Also, I'm going back to Stephen Sondheim heard Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he did because he was married to a much younger person. That's nothing else.
That's a good point. Yep.
Even if they didn't love Taylor Swift, I just feel like that somehow would be more able to infiltrate.
I can picture husband on a Peloton.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
A daily playlist on shuffle.
Yep.
Exactly.
You're right.
I thought I knew that, but I was trying to Google because I was like, I think I have that fact in my brain, but yes.
Smart.
Okay.
Heather, did this change your opinion of 1970s Stephen Sondheim?
No, I didn't have an opinion.
So did you form an opinion about it?
Okay, good, yeah, good rephrasing. Yeah, this is fine.
Okay. Okay, I'm taking that as a win.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, here's my thing. Hold on, a little lean stretch. Got to bring it down a notch here.
I love that we got to the scream.
I don't hate musicals.
Mm-hmm. No one accused you of such. You know your Rent inside and out.
Yeah.
Love Oklahoma.
Apparently. I just don't. I never seek it out.
Sure.
And I think I don't like a lot of the. Well, let's be fair. I don't like a lot of the people.
Oh, yes.
So that's part of it.
This goes
just
back
like,
to your
okay,
tech
let's
crew.
Fucking relax, everyone.
Sure.
Bring
sure.
it down a notch. But if I'm actually sitting and watching something, I mean, unless it's bad, I probably like it.
Yeah. No, I think that's reasonable.
Give me what's other Stephen Sondheim musicals would I know?
Into the Woods.
I think I know the one song.
Sweeney Todd.
Oh, I know that one. And I've seen that movie.
Suddenly blanking. That's fun. in terms of like the big ones, those are like the big, big ones. Assassins, he did.
I'm familiar with the premise, but I definitely don't know anything from that one.
Oh, duh. He did the lyrics to A West Side Story with our friend Bradley Cooper.
Yes. Leonard Bernstein.
Oh, sorry. I get them confused. Yeah. He did
Understandable.
A funny thing happened on the way to the forum.
See a picture of him across the room.
Who is that?
That's Lenny.
Okay, good.
Come on now. Come on now.
Just check it.
I know my close personal friend Bradley Cooper when I see him.
That's right.
The two times I've seen him in person.
Yes. We whispered at him both times. Well, you whispered to him once.
Go Birds. Bathroom. The bathroom's over there. Go Birds. Sorry. Well, now that Kelsey's not on the team, I definitely am not saying Go Birds. Anyways.
Is he officially done?
Oh my God. Ramsey.
He died?
You didn't see this?
No.
We're really out of date at this point, but he announced his retirement. It was like an hour-long thing because he couldn't stop crying. Oh my God. He was so sweet. And then they did a New Heights episode where neither of them could stop crying.
Oh, man. Did he have COVID and he cured his own COVID canonically?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. I think so.
From all the crying.
The Kelsey family loves to cry. Honestly, it's great. We love a positive role model of masculinity. Great. Yeah. Incredible.
You can
13 years in the NFL. That's great.
That's great.
Stop before you're injured, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Great run, Jason Kelsey.
How out of date am I? When did that happen? In our time?
March 4th.
Whoa.
You're like a month behind.
Wow. All right.
Yep.
Well, all right, yeah. Go Kelsey.
Mm-hmm. Good job, Jason Kelsey. A legend. Hall of Fame, in my opinion.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't know where
Canton,
that is.
Canton, Ohio. Okay. Why do I know so much about football now?
Because you listen to the New Heights podcast.
Because I listen to New Heights. Anyways.
Does Taylor Swift do the theme song to that?
To what?
New Heights.
No.
She should write one.
It pre-exists their relationship.
She should write one.
Yeah. So it's just a little, it's just a beat.
I think it would be really funny if they had just that 30-second jingle from Taylor Swift. I think it would be really funny.
Well, it would be.
Yeah. Or if she covered it as her secret song somewhere. She gets a drum kit out.
New news.
She does a cover of an episode.
New news.
A funny thing happened on the way to the forum, if you think that one.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Okay. I feel like I know a lot of these by name, but not actual songs from them.
Yeah, like he didn't write the Rodgers and Hammerstein, like this one's going to be a hit single. You know, his biggest
hit single?
Yeah.
Probably what were hit singles?
Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered.
What? I never heard of that.
Till There Was You? Till There Was You?
What's that?
That's not him. I'm just saying that's the,
I know,
like, the Broadway
I
song.
I realize, but
okay,
what is
I just
that
want to
song?
Make sure. There were birds on the hill, but I never heard them singing.
Hit single. Everyone knows it. The kids are clamoring.
All right, fine. Do you know Send in the Clowns?
Yeah.
That's Stephen Sondheim.
Okay.
That's probably the biggest one, I think, because Sinatra covered it. And among many others.
Yeah. Barbra Streisand.
Krusty the Clown.
Sure. Yep. Classic.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll keep at it.
Is there a movie of this?
There is not a movie of this. There is a good filmed version of this with Neil Patrick Harris in the lead and a bunch of celebrities like Richard Kind and Stephen Colbert and
that's fun.
As the other couples and stuff.
Okay.
That was good.
All right.
But you're effectively just watching a filmed version of a stage musical. Which
is not ideal.
It loses a little something.
Yeah, not ideal for sure.
But if that's all you can get, that's the best.
Fair enough. Well, Ramsey, thank you for this.
Where can we find you online, Heather?
At Heather Shea. How about you, Ramsey?
You can find me at RamseyESS.com. You can find our Patreon at Patreon.com/if you're listening. You can find... Go ahead.
That's it.
You go.
I had nothing else.
What else you got?
Nothing.
Go ahead, Heather.
Nothing.
I'm holding. Go ahead.
Bye, bitch. April Fool's.
April Fool's.